7:30 or 7 o'clock, Siyum, Shas. And then some speeches and some sushi. All good stuff. All good stuff. All right, Abotai. The plan is Tuesday we're starting Sanhedrin, so that's good news. We got 2 more days of for those that started from the beginning of the Masechet. Congratulations. I cannot take that credit this time around. I just joined in the last 30 pages. Tuesday. So get your books. Today was Kuf Ayin He. No. Yishim, technically, if we have Misaymim. Yeah, we have Misaymim in our group, I guess. All we need is one Misayim. We get double Yishim tomorrow for whoever finished the Masikos. Tomorrow is the finishing. Perfect. So Kuf Ayin Dalet we did.
So who's finishing the Masikos?
Yeah.
Kuf Ayin Dalet.
Okay, well, how about, like, you take, like, 7-8 guys,
you push everyone, and
then like, 2 months!
I'm all for it. Legal loophole. Gemara Baba Batra. Daf Kuf Ayin He. We begin today's Daf on Kuf Ayin Dalid. And we start on the bottom of the Amud. And we are starting Amar Avuna. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav Huna, Shchib Mera, Shehikdish Nechasav. So Shchib Mera made his Nechasim Hekdesh. He's on his deathbed, he wants to give Sedakah. He said, everything that I have over here belongs to Hekdesh. And then he says, Amar Mane Lefloni Biyadi. But I owe this guy money. So he made two statements. All my items are Hekdesh, but $1,000 I owe to such and such a fellow. Ne'eman, we believe him to say that. Hazakah en adam oseh kenunya al Hekdesh. We don't believe that a guy is going to start making trickery and schemes against the Hekdesh. If you look at the Rashbam says nothing yet. But the point is, we don't say that maybe he's just trying to recover some money now. And he's taking money away from Hekdesh and to pay a bill. We say, no, originally he owed the money, he's not making it up. And whatever he gave to Hekdesh was besides that money that he just said that he owes to so-and-so. We don't believe that he's making some sort of a trick. So the Gemara says, Matkif la'adam Nahman, v'chi adam oseh kenunya al-banav. So what are you talking about? Does a person make a kenunya when it comes to his children? And still we see a case. The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayhu, Shchiv Mera she'amar mane lefloni biyadi. A guy is a Shchiv Mera and he comes along and he says, mane lefloni biyadi, that I owe such and such money. Amar tenu notnim. If he used the word tenu, then the children actually have to give the money. No, Amar Tenu, but if they did not say the word Tenu, he just said, I owe the guy money. En notnim, they do not have to give the money. Alma Adam Asui Shelo Lehasbiya Et Banav. Aha. So what does that mean? Unless he said Tenu. But if he didn't say Tenu, they don't have to give. Why don't they have to give? The guy said, I owe the money. Ella, we say that he didn't really mean he owes the money. He just wants to make it that he doesn't want the people to give the children Ayin Hara to think that they're very rich. Because he says, give me the Yerushana, he's dying. So he comes along and he says to them, oh, you know something, we owe him $10,000 to this guy. So the people say, oh, we didn't realize he's a Baal Chov. We didn't realize the guy's a, he owes money out. So therefore, it's conditional. So therefore, you see what? That's a kenunya. That he's saying something, even though he doesn't mean it. Unless he says to give it. So look at the Rashbam, Matkif Rav Nachman, B'chi Adam Oseh Kenunya Al Banav, Lanchil Achirim Ulafsid Et Banav, which means he's going to give it to other people and his children are going to lose out. If he doesn't say tenu, you don't give it to the guy. They don't want people to think that he's an ashir. Not him. And not his children. Oh, so therefore, you see what? that there is kenunya, that the person says to him, what does it mean? When it comes to Ekdesh, he says, no, but he makes kenunya lebanav. So the Gemara says, maybe I'll say the same thing. Adam asu shelo lasbiat atzmo. Maybe the guy doesn't want to make himself look like such a rich guy in the eyes of the people. So therefore he says, I'm giving all my items to Ekdesh. The people say, wow, what a ashir. I give all his items to Ekdesh. Oh, by the way, but I owe 10,000 dollars to this guy. Maybe he doesn't mean it. Maybe he's just doing it to Kedesh shelo lasbiat. Why are you saying that you trust him when he said it? Maybe he's making this kenunya. Maybe he's making this this type of scheme just so the people will not think that he is, which means just like you said it by his children, we say such a thing. So why don't we say the same thing by Hekdesh? He's not trying to scam Hekdesh. He's just trying to say, I'm owe my money to Hekdesh. Then he says, and I owe Ploni such a thing. So we say, oh, he's Ne'eman. Why is he Ne'eman? Maybe he has to give all his money to Hekdesh. And that what he said over there was just a Kedesh Allah Zbiyat Atzmo. So he doesn't look like a rich man. Is that one of the Ainara? Look at the top of the Shema. Machana migabek desh ikal emad lekach nitkaven. Vamai kamar avuna ne'eman v'notim la'maneh. Why is he ne'eman? You have to pay the creditor. Maybe he's not ne'eman, just like he's not ne'eman by the children. The Gemara says ki kamar avuna tam. The case over there was talking about the nakit shtara with the shchid merah. He has a shtar. Oh, so what does that mean? He has a shtar. Dashbam. Ahu malve veze hodale. The malve produced a star. The malve produces a star, and this guy was modeh. Okay, guy produces a star, so therefore for sure he produced a star. He's modeh that he owes it. So that's the reason why he has to pay the money. Ah, mechlad Rabbi Shmuel did not nakid shtara. Oh, so must be in Rabbi Shmuel's case with the children. Must be a case where there was no star. Nobody was producing a star. The case of Mekdesh, the reason why we said he has to pay, because the Malveh came to the guy and said, hey, pay me my money. And the guy said, Nechanami, I owe the money. Okay. Shtar, what a hoda'a. I don't care if it's Mekdesh. You pay the money. Oh, so it must be the case of the children. There was no shtar. That's what the Gemara says. You don't have to pay the money. So what are you talking about? Amar tenu notim. But the Mishnah, the Rabbi Shmuel said over there, if they said the words tenu, if the father said, give the money, then they have to give the money. Why? Malveh al pe'aba. It's malveh al peh. It's a verbal, no shtar. The guy just, it's an oral giving. Oh, v'lamu shmuel damit abayu malveh al peh, eno goveh, lo mina yorshim, v'lo mina lekuhot. We're going to learn this on the Amud Bet. That Rabbi Shmuel hold that a malveh al peh, eno goveh, lo mina yorshim. You don't take a malveh al peh not from the yorshim, and not from the kuhot. We know that you don't take from the kuhot. Malveh al peh, you don't go to the kuhot that he sold. No, you go to the Yorshim. So therefore, this is Malveh Al Peh. What do I give you? Said Tenu. No. Shkimera is that to give him a Tana. Not to Mechayev to say that I owe money to somebody. You're saying I owe money. Shkimera is to give something to somebody. Because Shkimera is Kikhtubin Damish. Not to Mechayev them. No. Not to Mechayev them. Shkimera, we said, is Kikhtubin Damish. If he says, I gift all my money to my children. Or whatever, or to this guy. That's what Shkimer has an emanut. But the Shkimer has to come along and behayev his children to say what? Tenu the money that I owe to that guy? And there's no shtar. So there's no shtar. Why would he have to pay? According to Rabbi Shmuel, who are the authors of that statement, they hold that if there's no shtar, you cannot behayev your sin to pay your debt. Why did you say then you have to pay? So comes the Gemara and says, look at the Rashbam for a second. Mechlad, Rabbi Shmuel, Mayri bedelo nakit, velkach en notim lo. Kilo amartinu, yachi ki amartinu amayn notim, malveh al pehi. Vi mishum tamad de mitzvah lekayem devrei amet, lo haya lehem niten beshvir devrei avihem, ad lachar moto. Oh, so we have another issue. Mitzvah lekayem devrei amet. That's a separate story. Mitzvah lekayem devrei amet tells you that whenever a guy tells you something, then he dies. So it's a mitzvah lekayem devrei amet. No problem. If that was the law, they should give it after he dies. Here they say he has to pay, you have to pay it right away. There's no met yet. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Amar Rav Nachman, Idi V'Idi D'Nakat Shtara. Both in the case of Hekdesh and both in the case of the father, there's a shtar. Then the mother coming along and saying, you owe me the money. Oh, so if that's the case, V'Lakasha, Ha'de Mekuyam, Ha'de Lo Mekuyam. One case is talking about by the case of Hekdesh, that the shtar was not certified with Hekdesh. So I'm sorry, Hekdesh was certified with Hekdesh. So therefore, since my Hekdesh was certified with a Hekdesh, so therefore you have to pay. Even though you said, all my money is going to Hekdesh, you produce the start with a Hekdesh on it, so you're stuck. You have to pay. But she ain't in the case of the kids. The case of the kids, the guy came with a start, but there was no kiyum, no certification. So the Gemara says, Amar Tenu. Oh, so then when he says Tenu, what's the difference? When he says Tenu, why does he have to pay? Amar Tenu Kaimer Nishtareh. Which means when he says Tenu, that's already as if he's Mikayim the Shtar. When the Love is Modeh, that he owes the money, that's as if he's being Mikayim the Shtar. Lo Amar Tenu, lo Kaimer Nishtareh. But if he didn't say Tenu.
Because he's a Shchimra. Dafka because he's Shchimra and he's saying that
I owe the money.
I owe the Tenu.
I don't think he has to only be a Shchimra. Only Shchimra. General.
But,
yeah, that was the case of Shchimra that gave his money to the thing. Look at the Rashbam. El Amar Rav Nachman ben ze shamar Shchimra mane leploni biyadi vehu bali para min hekdesh uben ze bali para min banav kulo shtare nekiti. Everybody told me to start the maske be Shchimra mane vela kasha had the hekdesh be mikuyam. He can pick. Amar tenu kaimel shtare v'lo tzarik balvene kiyume. Lo amar tenu. But if he didn't say tenu, so then what are we worried about? Hayshina dilma mishu shlo asbiyat banav amar achim. V'lo gabe ad b'kaimel shtare. If he didn't say tenu, so then we say, so what do you say he owes money for? Then we say, k'dod shlo asbiyat banav. I have a shtar, it's not mikuyam. So that shtar's worthless now. I have a guy that's coming along and saying, I owe the money. So why is he saying I owe the money then? He's only saying I owe the money because he doesn't want the people to think he's a rich guy. And when he says Tenu, then already we say that's like a kiyum, and therefore he has to pay the money, and therefore we make a chaylu. Beautiful. Go back to the Gemara now. The Gemara continues.
No, if he comes off the power of being the Mekayim,
Kiyum
of a
Hempek,
a Shchimra, we have to complete with the words of the Shchimra, then maybe that's where it's coming from.
Must it complete the words of the Shchimra?
You said just now that it's because it empowers the Shchimra by saying something, we have to fulfill his wishes.
Mitzvah Kiyum Devar Amet, that's not a Shchimra. Mitzvah Kiyum Devar Amet is when the guy dies. So that's what I said, it's fine when he dies. But here we're saying, Imamat Tenu, they give it now. What are they giving it now for? So, because he came with a star with a henpeg. Oh, he came with a star with a henpeg, then he was modeh. In modeh, so that's like a henpeg. But if it wasn't modeh, no problem. It's a star, it's a star without a henpeg, you don't have to pay. Amar Abba. Shchiv mera she'amar mane lefnoni biyadi. Okay, shchiv mera that said, mane lefnoni biyadi, and then he died. Amru yetomim paraknu. The yetomim come along and say, we paid it. Ne'emanim. Okay? Tenu mane leploni, ve'amru yetomim paraknu, en ne'emanim. Big case. The Shchiv Mera comes along and says, before he dies, I owe money to such and such. Yetomim come along and say, subsequently, we paid it. The father comes along in a different case, the Shchiv Mera, and says, give the money. Oh, give the money, then the Yetomim are not ne'emanim to say they paid it. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Klapelaya. Where is this heading? Ibcha mistabra. Amar tenumane. If the father said tenumane, kevad de paska abon le milta, since the father gave a rule and give it, ika le memar de parve. We could assume that they listened. They should be ne'eman when the father said tenu, because he gave a clear instruction. Manen le ploni biyadi, but if he just said the guy owes me money, kevan de lo pasak abohon le milte, ika le memad de lo paraeh. Since the father did not say give the money, he just said it's owed to me. Maybe we don't believe the yitui to say it was paid, which means the Gemara is saying it's the opposite semara. When the father says tenu, that's a commandment. So then maybe that's why the children should be ne'emanim to say we paid it, because the father gave an instruction. But when the father just said, it's owed to me, I'm sorry, I owe them, I owe money. I owe money, maybe in that case over there they're not ne'emanim, because there was no instruction. But the Gemara says the exact opposite. Ela i etman, hachi etman. Shchiv mera she'amar maneh leploni biyadi. I owe somebody money. Amru yatumim hazar ve'amar lanu abba parati. The father then came and told us, as yatumim was saying, our father then subsequently came and told us he paid it. Ne'emanim mai ta'ama adkurem mitkar. He remembered. He never told the children pay it. He just said, oh, I owe money to this guy. And then later on, what? He remembered, oh, I paid the guy. And since he never said pay the guy, so you see he wasn't clear. If he would have said pay, that shows he was bevadai at the pay. But Sheikh Rabbi says, you know, so-and-so I owe money to. So then the Yatumim come along and say, by the way, before our father died, he said that, that was handled. Ne'emanim. However, tenuma ne'lebloni, amru Yatumim, hazal ba'amar abba parati, en ne'emanim. If it was paid, he wouldn't have said in the first place, give it. Give it sounds like he's certain. Give the money. I know I owe the money. Make sure you go pay the guy. Oh, so you say go pay the guy. So therefore, it's vadai. So then I need to come later on and say, oh, our father came to us and said it was taken care of already. That's already not a, not Ne'eman. Bai Rava, shchiv mera shehoda. A guy came along, Shechiv Mera, before he died, he was modeh in front of witnesses. He told the witnesses, Rabotai, I'm telling you witnesses, I owe this guy money. So the question is he ne'eman or not? Mau, sarich lomar atem edai, or en sarich lomar atem edai? Oh, does he have to actually designate the witnesses or not? Does he actually have to say the words, atem edai or not? What's the question? Shchiv mera shehodai. See Rashba? Ba'al chobo to'en lo maneh lo maneh li biyadecha. V'amar lo him. The Ba'al chobo says, show me money. He says, I owe you. Dechi agad amrim esanedrin, b'perek ze borer, sarim shiomar atem edai. Oh, he's got to be modeh in front of two witnesses, and the Gemara Sanhedrin says he has to actually say to the witnesses, you are the witnesses of this. If he doesn't say, you're my witnesses, he could say after, I was joking around. Guy came to me, oh, you owe me money. Yeah, I owe you money. And there was two witnesses standing over there. Was, oh, you said in front of me. I'm joking around. Do I say you're my witnesses? But if you say, atem edai, then you can't come along and say, oh, I was joking around. What are you joking around? You designated as witnesses. That's the normal halakha. So the Gemara wants to buy a shchid mera. Does the Shechiv Mera have the same law? Does he have to say Atim Edai? So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Sarik Shiyomar Ketofu and Sarik Lomar Ketofu. Normally what happens, to collect, you have to write a Shtar. So therefore, does he have to tell the witnesses as well, Ketofu, write it on a paper? Or maybe he doesn't have to, and it's considered already automatic. Which means normally when a guy is more there in front of witnesses, they're not allowed to write his admission unless the guy says ketovu. But over here by a Shechiv Mera, is it considered, since it's a Shechiv Mera, maybe it's considered automatic, he means ketovu or not. Gemara continues. Adam mishateh bishat mita, or en adam mishateh bishat mita. Now you got the question. Does a guy fool around on his deathbed? Which is during a regular guy's life, you say, mishateh ani bak, I was joking. Even the guy that is dead that he's joking?
No.
Or do you say, yeah, maybe the guy's a dead that he's joking around? So the Gemara says, Batar debaya adar pashte, en adam mishateh bishat mita. The person is not mishateh bishat mita. So therefore, even if he doesn't say, atem edai, they're ne'emanim. And what? And not only that, when a Shechiv Mera talks like in such a case, it's as if it's written. And therefore, they can write even though he didn't say to write it. Look at the Rei Rashbam. Shechiv Mera Shehoda, okay, we saw that. Sarik Yomar Ketobu, Damim Haskat Abatim, Hoda'a Befnei Edim, Sarik Yomar Ketobu. Shechiv Mera Ketobu, Surim, and Sarik Yomar Ketobu. He doesn't say Ketobu, and they can write it on their own. And you can't say, well, you didn't say to write it. Pashut, he meant to write it. Shechiv Mera Devarim, Ketobim, Ksunim, Dameh. Last Mishnah. Hamalvet chaverot b'shtar. Govim v'nechassim mishubadim. Al yedei edim, govim v'nechassim b'nei horim. Famous Mishnah. A guy has a shtar. He lent money with a shtar. So you lent money with a shtar, so the law is that you're able to collect from nechasim that are mishubadim. What does it mean, a shtar? You left money with a shtar with the edim on it. Now I can take the shtar over here, you don't have any money. I go to likuchot. However, if I was a malveh al peh, I cannot go to likuchot. I can only go where? I can only go to Benechorim. We have a Rashbam on this? Rashbam amadveh et chavero b'shtar. Afilu ein katubu achrayut. Even though it doesn't say the shtar achrayut. The shtar itself makes the achrayut. Ah, paskin al ketab b'shtay mu'azim b'achrayut ta'ot soferu. Remember we learned that if it doesn't say achrayut in the shtar, we say the sofer left it out by mistake. It's ta'ot sofer. Every shtar automatically is intrinsic to achrayut. Mishum badin mechurin. Beautiful. Otzi alav ktav yado. Shu hayav lo. Let's say the malveh pulls out a paper that the loveh wrote, his own ktav yad, I owe you $1 million, I owe you. The Gemara said, I owe is not enough to collect from the nechasim mishur badim. In order to collect from the nechasim, you need two things. You need shtar and you need edim. His own admission is not going to be enough. What's the logic? The logic is that the whole reason why the kuhor are on the hook, because there's a call. There's a call that this guy owed money. So when you buy the field from him, you know already that this guy owes money. So you know, buyer beware, that they might come after you to take this field. So you took a risk. Mm-hmm. If there's no call, how could you be chayev the call? We had no idea that this guy owed any money. An IOU, there's no call. Because no, it's the edim that makes the call. Edim with the shtar. So therefore, an IOU that's just a shtar, but there's no edim that admit to it, so therefore you cannot collect from the chasim mishur badim. Tap lashbam. Otsi alav malve ktav yado shelo veshu hayav lo. Mamon ve'en kan edut acheret. Govim el chasim nechorim. Delo govim mishur badim ela malve katub b'shtar sheyesh bo edim. You need two things. You need a shtar, yesh bo edim. Dekeman diikatarte shtar ve'edim mafkel lekala. So the call comes out. The kohot is their fault. Why did you buy the property? You knew that this guy over here with a shtar and edim, you knew the risk. So the call cannot come and say, hey, it's not fair, what's not fair? You knew the risk. Hashem, when you cannot assume they knew the risk, you can't put them on the hook. And therefore the only time you can put them on is with shtar and edim. Arev, back to the Arev. Arev ayotzei lachar chitum shtarot. Okay, you have a shtar. Shtar says, you know, Ploni borrowed $1 million over here, owes it on such and such a day. And the Edim signed the shtar. Underneath the Edim, a guy comes along and says, and I am a guarantor for this loan. He guaranteed it under the signatures of the Edim. So the question is, what is the status? If they would have signed it above, now then already there's edim on the arvut as well. Here there's no edim on the arvut. The arvut wrote it on the same shtar under the signatures. So what's the status of that? Arev ayotze lachar chitum shtarot. So Gemara says, goveh menechasim benechorim. You can only go to the nechasim of the guarantor benechorim. You cannot go after his nechasim b'shubadim. Why? Because there's no edim. In the Kalami, his signature, let's say, is a taivut. But there's no edim. The edim are above his taivut. So therefore, the Arev now sold property. How are those guys that he sold the property know that there was any arvut over here? There was no edim, so there's no kol. So Gemara says, but he can collect from the bnei chorim of the Arev. Comes the Gemara Mishnah and says, no, amalo ben nanas, eno goveh lo menechasim mishubadim, velo menechasim bnei chorim. In such a case, you can't collect from anything. Not from the Mishubadim, certainly, and even not from the Bnei Chorin. Why not? Amar lo, so the Mishmah tells him, Lama? Why are you saying such a thing? Amar lo, he gives him a mashal. Hare achonek et echad bashuk. What's the chonek? The malveh is choking the loveh in the shuk. Meaning, give me my money. I want my money back. Umsa'o havero. Guy sees this guy getting pressed that he owes the money. He feels bad for him. Amar lo, anach lo, v'ani eten nach. Leave him alone. I'll pay it. Patur. Why patur? Because it's a haivut for arvut happened after the loan. When does the arev become an arev? During the loan. And the Arab is only when the Arab says, give him the money and I'll guarantee it. Okay, then it's a Hayyut. But after the fact, he's not a Hayyut. You didn't lend money on my word. I came after the fact. I see the guy getting choked in the shoot that I've been, pay me my money. Hey, I'll take care of it. There's no Hayyut according to Ben Danas. The Hayyut of an Arab happens when I gave the money on your word. But I didn't give the money on your word, so that doesn't put you on the hook. So he says, Shelo al imunoto helvahu. He did not lend the money on his word. When he lent the money, this guy wasn't around. I didn't lend the money. So the Arab come and say, yeah, I was not here. I was trying to save you from killing the guy. So I said, I'll take care of it. But it doesn't give me a tchaibut. However, Ela izu Arab shu hayav. What's the case of Arab that's hayav? Halveu v'ani noten lach. Give him the money, lend him the money, and I'm going to pay you back. Hayav shekena piyamonoto helvahu. Because that's not piyamonoto helvahu. So back to this case over here. This case, the loan happened. And then they took the shtar, and the Arab came along and said, I'll take care of it. It was after the fact. So Ben Danas says, after the fact, you're not an Arab. If we would have said in the original shtar, lent the money, and the money was lent because the Arab said, pay it, and give it, and I'll take care of it. That's another story. So that's Ben Danas's logic why it's not even an Arab for Bnei Horin. Forget about this for Bnei Shomadim. It's not even Arif Bnei Horim. You cannot be Hayyab in Arbut after the fact. Look at the Rashbam. Ayotze Arif Ayotze Shekatab Betok Ashtar Achar Chatimah Ta'idim Ani Pedoni Ben Pedoni Arif Govev Nekasim Bnei Horim Men Arif Ba'alimut Shiba'al Peh Tebaveh Al Pehu Kimadu Lachatim Edim Al Arbut Wadin Arif Beno Shtar Achar Matan Ma'ot. Right? Doesn't mean even inside the Shtar. Even if the Arif came after the money was given, I'll take care of it. It's about the Alpe, basically. It's an Alpe item. Alpe takes from Bnei Horin. Ben Danas says, "Amar le Ben Danas, eno gove dechol Arif shel achal matan maot lo havi Arif shelo al emunoto v'abtagato shel Arif zehel bahu." He didn't lend it to him on his word. It happened post facto. Now the Mishnah says the famous line by Amar Bishmael, "Arotze sheyachkim." Yasod b'dine mamonot. Person wants to become a hakam, let him study choshen mishpat. Let him study dine mamonot. Because the laws of dine mamonot, a lot of sefarot, a lot of analysis, a lot of depth. Person wants to work his brain and become a hakam. Hakam comes from studying the laws of mamonot. She'en nekam miksoa batura yoter mehem she'en kimayana noveya. It's endless. In choshen mishpat, every single prat changes the law tremendously. Because it's all sevarot, lekan ulekan. And a lot of times in Choshen Mishpat, the dayan uses his sevarot to try to, you know, figure out what this case is more similar to and so on and so on. So it's a lot of brain power. Then the Mishnah gives less advice. And anybody that wants to get a good tutor for dinei mamonot, a good apprentice, to become an apprentice to Mishmon ben Anas. Because Mishmon ben Anas had, you know, good sevara when it came to dinei mamonot. That's the rabbi you should go to. I'm not too sure what the Mishnah is coming to tell me over here. Mishmon ben Anas obviously was passed away. So he says, Hainu, yilmad etzlo darkei hakira v'dikduk. Okay, I mean, obviously when the Mishnah was written, maybe he was around, but for us, basically they're telling you maybe go to a rabbi that has a if he has statements, okay. Gemara begins. Amar Ula Dvar Torah. Okay. Dvar Torah means Mina Torah. Echad Malve Beshtar Vahad Malve Alpe Kove Menechasim Mishubadim. Mina Torah. Any loan already is mortgaged against the property. Even a malveh al peh. From the Torah law, you lend money, automatically you can go after the guy's fields that he sold. Even without a shtar. Malveh al peh min Torah is goveh min nechassim mishubadim. Mai ta'ama? Shabud ha-deoraita. Because this opinion holds, shabud is deoraita. You made a shabud min deoraita, it takes the karka. So then why did they change? Why did the rabbi step in and say, Malveh al peh can only collect from cash, can only collect from Bnei Horin? Mishum pesedat de lekuhot. a guy bought a property, and all of a sudden you're going to say, what? I'm sorry, you got to give the property back to the guy who owes the money, who's owed money to. And the court is going to lose out. So the rabbi didn't want the court to lose out, so they said, you know what? Malveh al peh, you can't go. So the Gemara told him, you're so worried about the likuhot, ihachim malveh b'shtan lameh. So then even about Bimishtah, they should say, you can't go to the Likuhot. If you're worried about the Likuhot, worry about them completely. The Gemara answers, Hatam inu ninu dafsidu nafshayu. They lost, they caused the loss themselves. You had a shtar, you had Edim, you knew the guy owed money. Buy it, beware. And you weren't being in beware. And Malveh Alpeh, what do you want from the guy? How did this Likuhot know that there was a loan out? So the rabbis came and protected him. Mashiach, when it gives him a Bimishtah, Shtar and Edim have a call. And you still bought the field. So what do you want me to do? You took a risk. So we weren't going to protect you. So that's the line. But Minat Torah, both Malveh al Shtar, Malveh al Pekin, after Nechasim, Mishum Madin. Look at the Rashbam.
Rabbis want to protect people in real estate.
Halak Baruch, protect the real estate owners. 100%. Nobody will buy anything. Shemuda Deoraita, Yotzi Elecha Avot Guadin Mekarkeh. Bottom line, they learn it from a pasuk. What's the pasuk that Shmam quotes? The avot. When you lend somebody money, now he didn't pay, you go take the collateral. The avot. So Shmam says not only the collateral, you can take his real estate also. When the Torah said it's collateral, it was debir hakatub behoveh. Because that's normally what you take. You take a guy's collateral. But if it's not collateral, you can have it. Take his field as well. You have a pasuk in the Torah. Lab de oraita. The kra. Okay, continue. Next line. Who's the first opinion of Otai? Ula. So again, get the opinions clear. Ula shita is shabud is the oraita. And then the rabbi stepped in and made a haduk between malveh alpeh and malveh b'shtar. Veraba amar dvar Torah ehad malveh b'shtar v'ahad malveh alpeh en ogoveh ela menechasim benechorim. Dvar Torah, you can only collect, I don't care if you have a shtar or if you have an alpeh, you can only collect from Bnei Horim. And the pasuk is dafka. When the pasuk said you can go get the collateral, it means dafka, a collateral, a movable. But you cannot get karka for anything, even a shtar you can't get karka. Also, then the rabbi stepped in, and they put that a shtar you can get karka. Why they step in? Why you just leave it? That you can't go up to God, you know, a simple law. Because if you're not going to put mortgage on the land, people are going to lend money. I'm not going to lend money. You're going to be no ill debt. And if people don't lend money, you're hurting the Loveh now. Because the Loveh is going to come for a loan. Do me a favor. I'm not protected. I can only go after Bnei Horim. If you don't have Bnei Horim, I'm out. Do me a favor. I'm not getting involved. But if I know I can go to the Kohot, I'm more easier to. It's another way for me to collect. So then when the rabbi stepped in and they said, Malveh b'shtar, to make it easier for borrowers to borrow money, shalot to all dead before Nabim, they made a law. The man explains it. The Rabbah Amad Vat Torah, Hamad Vibish Tav, Hamad Vat Pe, and Ugabe, and Melkas, and Menachorim, I Tama, Shabuda Lav de Oraita. Men at Torah, there's no Shabuda on the Kohot. Umat Amamru, Mad Vibish Tav, Gove, and Melkas, and Shabadim. So why did the rabbis come along and say that there is a Shabuda on the Shtar? Kedesh not in all dead before Lovin, not to close the door against borrowers. So if you don't want to close the door against borrowers, we should say that even a malveh al peh should be able to go after nechasim mishubadim. Hatam let lekala. You're right, but there's no call, and if you're going to hurt the lekohot, which means you want to give the advantage to the malveh, you want to make it easy to lend money. Beautiful. So we say, you know what, malveh b'shtar, don't worry, lend the money, you have options, you go to the lekohot. You know what? Rabbi, why don't you give me my veil pe also so I can go to the Likuhot? I'd love to give it to you, but I don't want to hurt the Likuhot. How are the Likuhot going to know that there was a loan over here if it was al pe? So if it's not fair to the Likuhot to go after them because it was not, there's no call. Look at the Rashbam. Mishum pesedat in the Likuhot, shelo yukru lehizahir bedavar she'en yadua le'olam. Nobody knows about it. The Likuhot, you can't come blindside them and say, take the money from them, take the fields from them. Oh, so the Gemara, and let's review this story here, because we're going to have a lot of stirot now. Ula says Shemuda is the Oraita, and the rabbis came along and took it away. Ula, Rabbi learned Shemuda is Lav the Oraita, and the rabbis came and gave the Shemud. But look at where the starting point is. Rabbi says the starting point is Shemuda the Oraita. Sorry. Ula says Shabuda de Oraita. Rabba says Shabuda Lav de Oraita. Now the Gemara starts
the
question.
The end result is the same.
Yes, the end result is the same. Good. Where's the starting point? Gemara begins. The result is the same. The result is the same. The kohot and the star can collect. Umi amar Rabba hacher. Oh, did Rabba come along and say that Shabud is lav de oraita? What if I show you that Rabba said Shabud is the oraita? Now what are you going to do?
No machlokes, they're all the same thing.
Umi amar Rabba hacher. Amar Rabba. Oh, so we know the story of Bechor. Bechor is Yoresh what? Double. But he's only Yoresh Pishtayim on something that's there. Muhzak, not on Ra'ui. Which means on something that the father has at the time of death, the brother gets a double portion. But on something that's coming to the father, it's Ra'ui, that already there's no law of Bechor on Ra'ui. Everybody splits that up equally. Bechor, Cholek, Bemuhzak, Velo Bera'ui. That the club? Now look at the case of Rabba. Gabu karka, yesh lo. Gabu ma'ot, en lo. Hazak Baruch. Gabu, if let's say the Yorshim collected karka against their father's loan, they went after the likuhot. Over there the deen is, going to Rabba, the Bechor gets double. Why? Because since Shabud is the oraita, that karka is like muhzak to the Bechor already. But she'enkel, if they went after money, there's no chazakah, there's no muhzak of the money, it's ra'ui, and then the Bechor doesn't get. But what do you see from here? That Rabba says that the child is Yoresh Bechor Pishenayim, even on a karka. Must be why, because the Shemud is Deoraita. Hey Rabba, you said the opposite. So, one way you can get out of this is say, you know what, don't get nervous, we'll switch the shittot around. Really, Rabba is the one that says Shemud is Deoraita, and Ula is the one that says Shemud is Lav Deoraita. It's also the names. So switch the names. Gemara says, "Vechi tema ipuch de Rabba leolad olad Rabba." Switch the names. Let me get out of it. Ve'amar Ula, Dvar Torah ba'al chov dine b'zivurit. Ula clearly said, "Min a Torah." A Baal Chov goes after property. Which type of property? The lower, the Zibuni property. But what? The Baal Torah. So clearly you can't change Ula to say Shemuda Lav Deoraita. When Ula clearly said Shemuda is Deoraita, we even know which type of karka. We even know which type of karka. You can get, leave that part, which type of karka. That's a side point. But clearly says the Baal Torah. Right. The Baal Torah said two statements, exactly. So you can have to change Ula everywhere. Ula clearly said, we know from an alternate source that Ula holds that Shemuda is Deoraita. So now we have a sida in Rabba. In one place, Rabba said, "Now we sugya shemuda lav deoraita." And then, by the case of Bechor, he comes along and says, "Shemuda yeh deoraita." So Gemara says, "Rabba ta'amad bnei ma'arava ka'amar vele lo svira le." Rabba wasn't giving his opinion. He really holds. I hold shemuda lav deoraita. And guess what? The Bechor cannot get double, not from karka, not from Bechorim. I was explaining my colleague's opinion. My colleagues in Eretz Yisrael said Shemuda is Deoraita. This would come out, but I don't hold like that. He was explaining his counterpart's opinion. We thought when Rabbi made that statement, he was saying his own opinion. So, hey, you ever see that? Rabbi says, I wasn't talking about my opinion. I hold Shemuda love Deoraita. The Bechor cannot get not from the Kohot and cannot from Benechori. Because it's both Ra'ui. Because Shemuda love Deoraita. I said what I said. I was the Shita Tayo. I was talking in the opinion of Bnei Ma'araba. Last piece of the sugya. Rav Ushmuel the Amri Tarbayu. Rav Ushmuel that both said, Malve al peh, eno gove, lo mina yorshin, ve lo mina likuhot. Malve al peh, you cannot go after the kuhot, and you cannot go after yorshin either. That's a hadush, you cannot go after the yorshin. Which means the yorshin inherited money from their father, fields from their father. The Baal Hov cannot come along and say, Baal Peh, cannot come along and say, hey, give me the... Why come the Hometh?
You can't go after the Kohot. How are you going to know when it's a transfer to somebody else? You can't go to the Kohot when the guy's around.
I just want to know the Sevara. I was asking, I can't go to the Kohot because you're hurting them. We want the field. How are we supposed to know? Your shit, how am I hurting them? They were your shit. Came to the fuck, came to them.
Which money? You can go after money.
What? I understand why they call. Why are you putting me at a disadvantage? You know, you're taking my field. I didn't know it was my bad pair. But your ish. That was your ish field. You're hurting me? I got a gift from my father. Why did he put the door on your sheet? Gemara. My tama. She'muda lab de oraita. Okay, she'muda lab de oraita. And therefore what? לכן אי אפשר לגבות את האום לכסים שאולי שלו בן ליורשם לא משום אחר שכנכסים אלו מעולם לא היו משומדים simple reason שמוד עליו דאולייטה if there's no שמוד on this field take a walk the yorshim got the field hey that's mine before שעמוד פה שמוד עליו דאולייטה it's my field have a good day just like the לקוחות you cannot come out if you don't שמוד עליו דאולייטה now I'm מוחזק I got the field you tell me oh there was a loan out Take a walk. This is in Shabud Deoraita. So that's what Avin Shmuel say. In Shabud Deoraita. So therefore, there's no Shabud on the Mavel Peh we're talking about over here. Not on Yorshim and not on Likuhot. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Akish Tamitavayu. Malve al Peh gove ben min a Yorshim ben min a Likuhot. My Tama Shabud Ayeh Deoraita. So there you go. We have another machlok between Amoraim over here. What the old Shemuda Deoraita or Shemuda Lav Deoraita? What's going to be the Nafkamina? Can you go to the Kohot? Can you go to Yochim? Ah, the Gemara tells a story now. You're telling me, Rabbi Shemuel, Malve Alpe cannot go to the Yochim. Is that what you just said? Oh, we have a problem. Metive from the Braita. Hachofer Bor. Bershut Arabim. Okay, you shouldn't have done that. But a guy was Hofer Bor Bershut Arabim. Ma Pirush, he dug a bor in Bershut Arabim. What happened? Venafal Alav Shor. As the guy's in the bor, he's in the digging. All of a sudden, Shor walked by, fell into the bor, and smashed him and killed him to death. So now the Yorshim want to get paid. Hey, you killed our father. The lawyers have to pay kofir. He wants to get paid from the. So come on, we have to pay. Your father was digging a bor b'shut rabim. You dig a b'shut rabim. It's not adraba. You have to pay for the shor.
The shor, right?
Pay for the shor. I'm gonna pay for your father. Patur. There's no kofir over here to the kofir bor, even though the shor killed somebody, because he got no right to dig a shor b'shut rabim. That's clear. Without ella. שאם מת השור, if the shore died, יורשי בעל הבור חייבים לשלם דמי שור לבעליו. The yorshim have to pay now for the shore to the father, to בעל השור. Oh, somebody see over here. Was there any star over here? No star. This is not worse than a ma'al peh, no star over here. It's a chov. It's a chov. There's no star. You just told me that was swell. Your sheep don't have to pay the debts of their father. It's not Mishum Badal your sheep. So now, obviously, you're talking about a case where the guy died, like we said a lot ago. Not the your sheep. The guy comes and says, hey, your father killed my son. You have a document? Have you document? There was no document. It happened in the Shun Rabim. Take a walk. Old Pam, Rav and Shmuel said what? Malve al peh, you can't go to the your sheep. This is not worse than a Malve al peh. But if the guy was alive, then the Chanami has to pay. But you want to transfer your obligation to the children. You're right. If the guy in the board lived in the Chanami, they can go after him and he has to pay. But you're not going. He died. So now you're giving this bill to the Yorshim. What bill? Your father was responsible for killing my son. Hazak Baruch, I don't argue with you. You have a shtar. I don't have a star. I don't know star. It wasn't a deal that they made. The guy died, he died. The shor died. So you want to transfer a chov to me as a yoresh? That's not worse than a ve'al peh. But still, what does it say? The yoreshim have to pay. What do you mean? You have a shor, just said a ve'al peh doesn't go to the yoreshim. So how are you going to get around this? Gemara says... why are they completely different? No, it's not to do with belief. It's not to do with belief. What's the reason why Ba'al Peh doesn't have to pay? Because we don't believe him. Because there's no shimud. The guy says, in Echinami, I know my father lent the money, I know everything. And by the way, here's the witnesses. Here's the witnesses that were there when my father lent the money. But take a walk. There's no shimud on Ba'al Peh. You're lying. There's no shimud. So there's no shimud. There's no shimud over here either. So Gemara is going to create a very, very rare, narrow scenario for this case to work. The father died.
Right. The estate is this. You are taken from the estate before.
But there's no shtar. There's no shebud. For to take from the estate, you have to say there's a mortgage on it. If you say in shebud min haTorah to the yorshim on a malveh al peh, what put the shebud? Mazet the nezek. But if you're saying the shebud lav de oraita. Yeah, I go with the rules. You want to go with feelings, you can say, but the guy owes the money, it's not fair, and he knows. Okay, you're right, if you go with that, then everybody should pay everybody. But we're talking about over here, halakhically. Halakhically, is there a shavut on the Yorshim's fields? Look at it from the Yorshim standpoint. You come to the Yorshim, we're taking your fields. Oh, what are you taking my fields for? What do you mean? Your father owed money. I don't doubt it. I remember that story. My father dug a pit in the shoot of a beam. I remember exactly the case. The guy short came in and it crushed my father, and we're still saying Kaddish, and we're saying the guy said Kaddish on his shore. I don't argue with the case. You have a star to say that I'm obligated as a Yoresh, that my field becomes mortgage? I'm a Yoresh, just fair and square. No, you have to pay. Well, I have to pay? Why do I have to pay? There's no star over here. And Rav Shmuel, you just told me, Malveh al peh, en shemud. Why does en shemud de oraita? Malveh al peh. So the Gemara is going to, I said, create a narrow scenario for this case to work. The Gemara begins. Amar bi il'a. Amar ba b'she'amad b'din. Uh-huh. So therefore, what happened? The guy was in the board. He made it out of the board. He made it to Bedin. And Bedin said, you got to pay. Once Bedin says you have to pay, that's like a star. That's a storm. We thought the guy got crushed in the board. He didn't. They pulled him out of the board. They put a stretcher. They took him to Bedin. The guy's ICU. The Bedin was there. And the Bedin said, "You have to pay." Oh, I have to pay. And they write up.
And then he heard it and he died.
So now you're coming to the Yorshim. What a psak of Bedin. Oh, that's already a star. So the guy went, it's a nice dream you made over here. You made a nice dream that the guy went to Bedin. What guy went to Bedin? The Braita says the guy died. How did the guy come to Bedin? Is it a corpse? Amar abada barahava sha'asa'ot terefa. That's all he meant, which means he was destined to die. Which means the short landed on him and the doctor said, finish, the guy's going to die. It's a matter of 12 months, whatever, it's a matter of time. That's what he's Haragol. Haragol means it definitely is going to kill him. But not that he died. And they took him to Beit Din and they gave him the pshat. Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'amar Rav Nachman, Tani Tana, Met Ukbaro. Not only did he die, the shor buried him in the boar. He got buried in the boar. So it's not Utrafo. The guy was in the boar, the shor came down there. Finished. The case is not a case of... That means Sham Tekimuratchem, the guy got buried in the board. So don't tell me he was a terefa, they exuded him out, they took up the bedin in the stretcher. Right. He dead. Gemara says, Hatam the Yatve Dayane Apuma de Bera Vihibuhu. They convened a bedin on the board. There were three rabbis walking by. They saw the case, they stood around the board. Hey! Ploni! You have to pay! The guy's dying. You have to pay! And then he runs up on the board. And then he died in the spot. Again, it's a narrow case. But we have to figure out a case where there's a start and the Hayab, the guy, the Yorshim. So we gave a case, the Atrapia board. Look at the Rashbam. Apuma de Bira, it's the last. Lifnemoto, Mediyu. They rented the psak, you know, last second right before he died.
Traveling
Bedin, exactly. The itinerant Bedin. Comes to give an unconcludes. Bedil by the Chabad Bedin. It goes from town to town. Bedin. Amar Papa Hilcheta. Malve Alpe Gove Mena Yorshim. Ve'er Gove Mena Likuhot. Gove Mena Yorshim. כדי שלא תנעול דלת בפני לווים. ואין הגובה מן הלקוחות, לרדת לקלה. מוצמין שמודה אז לאו דאורייתא. And if a שמודה לאו דאורייתא, we're going to say what? Or maybe we'll say no. שמודה, when it comes to מלווה על פה, you cannot go after the יורשים. Why can't you? I'm sorry, מלווה על פה, you can't go after the יורשים. Why can't you go after the יורשים? Because שלא תנעול דלת. Because she's not in the middle of being.
Nobody's gonna
lend money over here.
No.
Govin.
For money.
Yes.
For money.
But you cannot go after the kohot. Look at the top line. Amar ben chetam. Leil pirashti giviyat malveh mene yetumim. Vegam perikshu me yetumim. Amar ben chetam en nizkakim nagsi yetumim. So again, give me the psak halakha. Malveh al peh goveh mene yorshi. Beautiful. Ve'en u goveh mene lekuhot. Okay, I understand why. Govimina Yorshim. Why do they take from the Yorshim? They still don't know the Navin. If I cannot get from the Yorshim, so then I'm not going to get paid. However, that's what the I told you before. But Likuhot, you can't go. Because Likuhot, you're going to hurt.
There's no call. That's why.
Understand? By Likuhot, there's no call. But by Yorshim, you inherited it. You didn't buy anything. We're making a haluk between Yorshim and Likuhot. Malveh al peh, you can go after the Yorshim. Sevara, why? Shlo tenol delet. If I lend money, I tell you, you cannot collect, not from the corner, from Yorshim. I'm not going to lend money. So don't worry, you can go after the Yorshim. So let me go after the Kohot. Slow down. The Kohot, it's not fair. You're putting the Torah at a disadvantage. When they bought that property, they had no idea that there was a loan. But you can get Yorshim. You're not hurting Yorshim necessarily. They got the Yerusha as a windfall. So therefore, we could say that what? You can go after them in order to protect the Malveh Bidiyu. So he says,
you're protecting the
money. Ta'am ze, mat'im lesovrim sheshevu nechasimu min ha-Torah. Vehem lesovrim shehem she'enu min ha-Torah. Which means, this psak will work no matter how you hold shavudas. Explain. שכן לשתי הדעות עיקר הטעם שמלווה על פה אין לגובה מנכסים משום בדין הוא משום שאין לאותה הלוואה קול. That's the main reason. מאפי קול. And since there's no call, you cannot hurt the לקוחות. כפי שנדבר עולם, הטעם המובא כאן שגובים מהיתומים לכאורה אין לו מתאים, אין לו לסובלים ששעבוד אין לו מן התורה. Which means, if you hold שעבוד is not מן התורה, and then the rabbis are coming along and saying, well, you can go to the יתומים, שכן לדעת הסובלים שהוא מן התורה אינו צדיק בטעם חדש. If you say שבוד מזון התורה, of course I go to the Yorshim. I don't need a reason שלא תלו דלת. If you say שבוד מזון התורה, I go to the Yorshim, because I go to the Yorshim. Eli, you have to say that going to the Yorshim is only the שיטה that says שבודה, לאו מן התורה. So if it's לאו מן התורה, why did the rabbis let me go to the Yorshim? And they have to say because of the reason of שלא תלו דלת בפני להבין. מדוע גובים מלווה על פה מהיורשים שאני כך מתראה מכאן דין שמודו מהתורה כפי שנתפאר בגמר הראל אבל פי כן אין מכאן ראיה של הפפה סומש שמוד לכסים מן אינו מן התורה שכן הטעם המבובה בגמרה כאן אינו מדברי על הפפה אלא כפה אינו מדברי על הפפה אוקיי okay. He says by the way there's no נפקא מינה if you're שמודה דאורה איתה או not because bottom line at the end everything comes to the same rules לקוחות you'll never be able to get unless there's a star. And if you saw Yorshim, you'll even be able to get from Bnei Chorin, from a Maveh, Alpe, just in order to keep everything. But a Maveh, Bishtar, you go to everyone. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.